Mpox is an infectious disease caused by the monkeypox virus. It can cause a painful rash, enlarged lymph nodes, and fever. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach says the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment has heightened its preparedness for any possible introduction of Mpox into the country.
I'm not sure how many persons heard. I know there's a lot of fatigue right now about, which disease and which infection and which virus is circulating. But some persons might have heard last week where the World Health Organization declared that the Mpox, previously called monkeypox, had become a public health emergency of international concern, meaning that the number of cases of this Mpox had reached such a level, mainly circulating in Africa, but now we are having cases outside of Africa, and that the risk has now made it increase activity of these cases.
The CMO says the numbers of people dying from Mpox have increased across the world. She says the ministry is increasing its public sensitization programs about Mpox, as well as its capacity to test for the virus.
And the fact that it's spreading much faster than previous Mpox outbreaks, and that the fatality, meaning number of persons dying from Mpox, has increased significantly. So the World Health Organization declared Mpox a public health emergency of international concern. And we are all taking note of that and increasing our communications about it, advising persons about what Mpox looks like, what kind of signs, symptoms you should be looking for. We are increasing our capacity to test for Mpox. We have capacity tests, and we are just ramping up to make sure that we are on the lookout for it and that we can report pretty quickly.
The CMO adds that the ministry is also on the lookout for the Oropouche virus, which is a tropical viral infection that can infect humans and is transmitted by biting flies and mosquitoes.
The other thing I want to mention is something that's going on in our region in terms of the Americas, where there is a virus called Oropouche. It's in Brazil, it's in Cuba, it's in some other South and Central American countries, and it's circulating. It can cause illness, a viral illness similar to looking like dengue and Zika and chikungunya. And so we are asking persons who have had a travel history to any of those countries I mentioned to be especially on the lookout for those symptoms and to report and to be seen urgently. We are not doing testing for it in country as yet. We have been sending samples to CAFA. Negative dengue samples are being tested for the Oropouche virus. We should have in-country capacity in another couple of weeks. So that's another thing we have to look out for.
Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.